Mastermind Agent is proud to present Success Calls. Top real estate agents from across North America reveal their success secrets, strategies, and systems in up-close and personal interviews. You can find all the calls at www.mastermindagent.com.
Hi, I'm Mike Cerrone with Mastermind Agent. This month's top agent is Matt Larisi with AmeriCorp Limited in Chicago, Illinois. Last year, he closed 260 transactions with a total sales volume of $104 million. His average sales price was $404,000, of which 60% were buyers and 40% were sellers. He has a six-member team, three sales agents, one administrative assistant, one marketing assistant, and one team leader. Matt Larisi is the team leader of the Matt Larisi Group. He's been an agent for 10 years and works the downtown Chicago market. In this call, Matt talks about only selling two homes his first full year in real estate, sleeping on his parents' couch and begging his dad for gas money to get started, why switching market focus opened the doors to a whole new future, building the foundation of success with passion, education, and determination, predicting internet marketing trends and getting in early, buying Zillow and Trulia zip codes in the early days, answering buyer and seller questions online and receiving a stream of leads, how he got 550 agent reviews and recommendations on the internet that gives him instant credibility, using high-quality photo and video marketing, producing neighborhood tour videos to establish his expert status, why most agents approach lead follow-up the wrong way, why he hates CRMs and sends personal emails instead, team dynamics, profit margins, and more. Welcome to the call, Matt.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Hey, Matt, it's great to have you here. Matt, before we talk about what you're doing today, let's go back for a minute and talk about what you did before you got into real estate.
I was in college. Pretty much my entire life, I've always wanted to get into real estate. So I actually got my real estate license before I even graduated college. So it was like my lifelong dream was to become a realtor since I was pretty much ever since I can remember.
Why did you always want to be a realtor?
So I'm a third generation realtor. So my grandpa was in real estate. My father owns a company that I work for. And I guess I just, literally some of the first memories I have in life was going to my old man's office and kind of like sitting in there. And when I was a kid, I used to fill out the old, you know, the old MLS books, because back in the day they had the books that you'd write it in.
Right.
And every career day, everything I ever did, I always say I wanted to be in real estate. And I remember my teachers would make fun of me saying, well, that's not really a career you want to aspire to do. And I always said that I'm going to make real estate cool. And I just couldn't wait to get into it. So it was, it's not something I fell into. It's not something I failed at something else and thought real estate be cool. It's literally been a lifelong dream since the beginning of time for me.
Did your father, did he train you as a youth up through the program, or were you just kind of watching and mentoring him by just watching what he was doing because you were there?
I wouldn't say he coached me at all. You know, I just kind of watched him from a distance, I would say, more or less. I just was always attracted to real estate, and I guess maybe it's just because, you know, it's a lot of stuff of what he talked about. And, you know, when I got into the business officially, I kind of, you know, bombarded him more with questions, but not really as much when I was growing up.
What did you get your degree in? Did you get a degree in real estate?
No, I mean, technically colleges don't offer something like that. I got a degree in something called corporate communications with a business admin minor, and pretty much it allowed me to, I guess I should say, the cool thing about knowing that I was going to be in real estate my entire life is that I always took classes that I thought would better me in my life for real estate. So, you know, when I looked at different majors, you know, obviously your business major is always your ideal one. And that, like, a business admin is pretty much a basic background in business. And I started off in the major and I just saw that, like, most of the classes I couldn't apply to real estate. And there's a, you know, a communications major is not the I would say, like, the class's most respected degree you could get it in. But what I did is I went through the classes that they offered. I was like, every single thing here I can apply back to real estate. So I switched my major halfway through to that. And I already had a minor at that point in regular business. And I think it helped me succeed. I would constantly annoy my professors saying, like, how does this apply to real estate? And they'd be like, that has nothing to do with what we're trying to teach here. But I always thought about it. When I was a kid, I used to like draw my dad's logo in like a coloring book, and be like, we should change the colors this way or things like that. I guess I kind of always had an eye for marketing. I would rip out magazine covers, cool ads, I thought, and say like how we can apply this to our business. So like everything I've ever done in my entire life, I felt like led me up to get into real estate.
You get out of college and you get your license. You had to be pretty young. How old were you when you got that license?
I was 21.
You were 21 when you got that license. So again, pretty young. You popped right into the business. How'd that first year go? Did you have a fast start or a slow start?
Oh, it was awful. It was probably the most depressing year of my life. I got in at the end of 2006. So it was 2007 when I first I was licensed in 06, but by the time I graduated college and everything, because I stayed an extra semester, it was 07 by that time. And that's when you kind of felt the rumblings of the market, because I started out selling on the south side of Chicago, and the market was already kind of falling at that point. You could just sense something was happening in a bad way. And I didn't know any better, because obviously it's my first year like really selling, And I thought, hey, this is going to be easy. My dad was always so successful in this business. I graduated college. I'm like, I feel like I know everything, right? Because I've been around it my whole life. And once I started actively in it, I was like, I know nothing. This is going to be impossible. And I have no clue how I'm going to get business. And I literally had, I think, one or two sales my entire first year.
Wow, I did not expect to hear that. So let me ask you this. You had your dad there, maybe your grandfather around to chat with. Did anybody mentor you? Did one of your folks, did somebody help you out? Or did they just kind of throw you to the wolves and see what would happen?
Well, I mean, honestly, my grandpa was long gone. I mean, my grandpa died when I was like a really, really little kid. So like it was just something we knew that he was in. I remember him talking about it, So he wouldn't have been there for mentor. My father... we're a Southside Irish family, So like it's you cut from a different cloth, It's not like you're like very emotional people or like, you're somebody you can confide in often, It's just a little bit different, I should say. So, I mean, he's there for questions, but I wouldn't say like he was there for like 100% of coaching me, as you'd see, like most coaches kind of will coach people. But I mean, he was there for questions when I had them. So it was more or less kind of like the mentality of like, try to figure it out on your own, like, here's what you should do. Here's some good ideas, or here's a direction you should go in. But you just got to see what works for you best. And so it was kind of like a sink or swim mentality. So I realized pretty early on that the South Side of Chicago was just not my cup of tea. It's just not where I wanted to sell. So I did that for 2 years there. And I just, by the time 2008 hit, I just realized this isn't where I wanted to specialize in. I'm a very passionate, adamant type of person. And I realized a lot of my energy wasn't there. So that's when I kind of made a decision to make a move.
Where did you move to then? Where did you move your business to in that second year?
Technically, it would have been my third year in of really practicing. And I just felt I wanted to take the company downtown Chicago. And my passions with the high rises, the energy, the big buildings, the skyscrapers. And I'm like, I didn't know anything about the downtown market. To be honest with you, there's all these different areas of downtown. It's like a New York or something like that, right? You got Streeterville, Gold Coast, Old Town, River North, all these different areas, different names. And to me, it was like a foreign land, because I grew up on a different part. Most of that live downtown grew up on the north side, okay? So I was like, well, I want to learn this downtown market, and I don't know anybody down here, right, at all. My old man hates downtown. And I was like, listen, I want to make it downtown. What can you, what can you guide me through? Like, I need a couple bucks to get started too. Cause you got to remember at that point, I'm like 23. Okay. And I don't have any other income. It's all commission based. And I'm blessed enough to have a family where I'm still living at home. Right. So I'm like, I'm on the streets, but, my dad's a very hard guy where he's like, hey, listen, you got to go down there and figure it out. And I needed gas money even, and I would literally have to take a loan out from him for gas. He would have a Lincoln log of every time I took money out for gas.
Hey, a little ledger going.
Yeah. So it was kind of bad in that sense that I just didn't know where to go, but I did know that I wanted to make it in the city. So I had the option of maybe moving, right? to a different company, like a big company, and maybe get some sort of mentor there and like have some sort of backing. Because you got to remember, I didn't have an office down here. I didn't have a presence down here. I didn't know anybody down here. So it's like, well, the easy road would be for me just to be like, hey, let's join one of these big companies, a nice mentor down here, figure it out and, you know, go from there. But I decided that if I always said if somebody else can make it, then so can I. You know, that was always my theory. So I'm like, I'm just going to hustle and make it. You know, I'm 23 years old. I don't need any money. And, you know, when you come out of college, you're thinking to yourself, you're on cloud nine, right? You're a young guy. The world's your oyster. You know, a lot of people are, you know, making tons of money and, you know, we're making nothing. I'm living at home, sleeping on the couch at my parents' place. And it was an eye opener, you know, but I had a winning attitude, you know? So, I just kind of took it down here and hustled.
Let's give people some perspective. So how long have you had your license now?
10 years officially licensed because it's 2016. Yeah, 10 years.
And last year, how many homes did you sell?
260 homes last year for a little more than $105 million.
Wow, that's a lot different than that slow start and living at home. How many homes do you think you'll sell this year? How many homes have you sold year to date?
Year to date, we're technically just around like 200 and something. And I've already done just with the last couple of sales that came in, we're hovering around 105 right now, million. So we should finish at 150 million.
Let's let people know where you're at. So you mentioned you're in Chicago and you're working downtown Chicago. So you're not working the entire metroplex there, the entire metro area of Chicago.
Yeah, Chicago's too big of a place to be able to go the whole metropolitan city. I mean, I work what I consider downtown, which is anywhere from what we call the South Loop up to Lakeview. So Lakeview's where the Cubbies play, okay? And then just west to where we call like West Loop and West Town. So it goes up to a street called Western for somebody that's somewhat familiar with it. So it's just kind of like the main areas. Chicago spreads out much, much further than that, north, south, and west. But we only kind of focus on that little footprint.
When you say downtown, are you working the high-rise condos? Are you working the homes that are right near the downtown, the houses? What is your inventory? What kind of things are you selling?
We do everything you just mentioned. I would say I sell more of those high-rises than anything else, though. So if I had to put one type of sale that I do more of, I sell more high-rises than anything else.
Let's have you describe your current real estate market.
So my average price point of my sales is probably around $500,000. But that's like my bread and butter is anywhere from like $300,000 to $800,000. You know, we do $5, $6 million sales, and, you know, we do $200,000 sales. I mean, I always believe in diversifying, right? You know, you diversify your portfolio, and what that means is that in good markets, it's great to be a luxury realtor, right? You know, $2, $3 million, $4 million buyers are all over the place. But, you know, if anybody has ever studied real estate, these markets go in cycles. So markets get a little soft. So when the market gets soft, luxury buyers kind of hold their money, right? They don't like to buy because they get nervous. So then your business goes way down. So that's why when you ask what's your best year, what's this year, that's why people's years fluctuate so much, right? Ours always stays consistent or upwards because we're always have our hands in so many different pockets that what I've been trying to do is build a recession-proof type of business. So that way we don't have to worry about whether it's a good market or a bad market or something. Because if you're working with first-time buyers, luxury buyers, investors, et cetera, you have a big enough pool, you don't have to worry about that. So that's kind of where we're at, like on an average perspective. If we want to talk about what we would do with like where our market stands right now, the area of Chicago that I work, because Chicago, again, is large, we're ticking upward. Okay, so I like to say that we're in an upswing market. So prices have been going up, and they've been going up rapidly. And we're experiencing what a lot of parts of the country is experiencing, that we don't have enough inventory, but we have a lot of demand. So there's more people looking than there are properties on the market. So if something's priced right, it's going to do what we call a flash sale, right?
This audio clip is from Success Calls on the Mastermind Agent Network. If you like the clip and want to hear the entire call, consider joining Success Calls, where top real estate agents share their success tips, ideas, and advice. Learn more at mastermindagent.com.